The Gorecast is brought to you by American Horrors, the greatest uncut horror channel in the world. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all horror. As well as the station of decapitation, Without Your Head.
America's longest running horror channel, www.withoutyourhead.com.
The following program is rated TV-MAL. It contains strong language and is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
What's up, Gorecasters? Welcome back here to the Gorecast with me, Johnny Deadly, who you haven't seen in a while, and a host of the other Gorecast crew, as we are here for the Gorecast Christmas special. I did not change the title of the stream, by the way, because that's how I roll now, just to let you know. We are here with Christy from Nightmare Toys, who I will reveal momentarily. Oh, I'm regretting doing this already. Instant. Oh, there we go. I found her. There she is. Hey, it's a Christy.
Hey. How are you?
Thank you for having me. Good. We are good. Thank you very much for taking a time out of what is presumably a busy schedule around Christmas time.
Yeah.
To come and hang out with us. And we're going to go look at some toys and talk about Nightmare Toys and look at some shirts and look at some cool stuff. And there'll be one for everybody in the audience. Don't Irish people get that joke.
Roll it there, Roisin.
But that's basically going to be it for the night. We're going to be talking toys, we're going to be talking Christmas, and we're going to be talking horror, because it's obviously there won't be any Furbies or whatever the kids are into these days.
They are coming. Fucking terrifying.
They're demonic.
Furbies are, yeah, demonic. Exactly.
Remind me, I have a Furby story when the podcast is finished. It kept talking without batteries in it, and then we drowned it in a bucket of water, and it kept talking, and then a week later we took it out of the bucket of water, and it still kept talking, and then we just threw it in the bin. Basically, and let the garbage men deal with it after that. Garbage men.
See, at that point, it would have wound up on somebody else's doorstep. Your problem.
Set fire to it. Did you edit the stream information? Because I was trying to, and then it reverted back to what it had on Tuesday.
No, I didn't. But it.
Okay,
also...
I'm on it like a car bonnet.
Okay. Perfect.
Thanks for showing initiative, kids.
I show initiative all the time. It's just that it usually goes horribly, horribly wrong.
Okay.
Oh, good. He's about to do it again now.
Shut up.
I suppose before we start looking at things, tell us a little bit about Nightmare Toys.
So me and my boyfriend, we both opened Nightmare Toys in 2017 in Huntsville, Alabama. We opened a little 2,000 square foot store, and basically it was just something like I was just trying to end one job and needed something to do. So he was like, well, let's just open your little collectible store since that's what you like to do, just for something to do. I'm like, okay. And then my something to do just kind of blew up. And then we moved to Vegas. So now we're in Vegas and opened the store here in June of 2020. And then a year later, well, no, 2 years later, it was last year, we opened Nightmare Cafe. So we have restaurant and bar as well. So you can eat, drink, and shop in one spot in Las Vegas. Yes.
I haven't been there, but I'm in heaven right now.
Got a lot going on. Pretty busy. So now we have 8,000 square feet. If you include the restaurant, we have 8,000 square feet. So we went kind of from 2 to 8.
God damn.
And then here we are.
that's a lot of square feet.
And then from Alabama to Las Vegas, that was a big move too.
So, presumably big toy collector before opening up the store?
I have been collecting for a few years. And then I've just been a horror fan since I was like 5. So, it's literally all I watch. I've always watched.
Right there with you.
I'm like that girl that is watching really nasty horror movies, but yet I was playing Barbies on my floor. You know what I'm saying? I was like that girl.
Multitasking at its best.
So, but yeah. My mom.
Why did you melt Ken's face off? It's Freddy Krueger, Mom.
I'm accessorizing.
Freddy, because Dream Warriors like all the fucking Tom. So it's funny you say Freddy. Dream Warriors was like my jam.
Well, I think the thing with Freddy Krueger was once you got out of like movie... one, and we won't talk about movie 2, but once you got out of movie 1 2, like Dream Warriors was, while it was still kind of like very R-rated and gory and scary. That was kind of where the kind of the more comedic stylings of Freddy Krueger started to kind of creep in properly. So
I think more overt comedic, because he was always a funny bastard, just in a more sinister way.
You need to rewatch the original Nightmare on Elm Street, dude. He ain't cracking as many jokes in Nightmare on Elm Street 1. He's very...
I never said he was cracking ribs, jokes.
Not jokes, dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
Liners.
Yeah.
So, what was what is your favorite piece in your collection? Or, like, past, present?
In my personal collection?
Yes.
So, one piece that I really love is my chopping mall bong.
Ooh.
Yeah, I have a bong.
Excellent.
And it's chopping mall. there's a little kill bot on the bottom. There's blood dripping down on it. I mean, it's freaking, it's
that's
badass.
Dope.
So cool. I love it. So that's probably one, because I haven't seen anybody else have a chopping mall bong.
Oh my God.
I have.
You don't sell chopping mall bongs.
No.
Honestly, my best friend, he still lives in Alabama. He's always getting me the best freaking gifts for like Christmas and my birthday. And it's always custom stuff he's always having made for me. And the bong was one of those things.
That's unreal. I'm literally about to blaze up in 2 seconds here, but God damn, that is unreal. I'd actually give my left leg for a chopping mall bong.
I can run 2 seconds and go get it.
Do you need a left leg? Full discretion, it's my good leg you're getting as well. I'm not even giving you the crap leg. I can't wait to see this. This is going to be great.
And let's see,
Tristan's having a heavy sleep work. Rev, right. Welcome in. How are you?
Hey, Rev.
Sky,
hey,
how are you guys?
Oh, wow.
Hope you enjoyed the show.
It's my first time taking the throttle back for the spaceship in quite some time. I'm glad I haven't crashed it.
We enjoyed watching Killed by Sky running around in Lethal Company the other night. It was hilarious.
That is cool looking.
That
is badass.
Is beautiful.
I have a bigger picture over here, so.
Ornamental or does it get
I'm
used?
Sorry?
Ornamental or does it get used?
Oh, no, I don't use this. Oh, no. This is in my collection.
I wouldn't be able to help myself, to be honest.
I would have to put that on the shelf. I can use other stuff.
You
like
can
that.
Put it back on the shelf after you smoke weed.
Yeah,
out of it.
Yeah, until you drop it.
Dude,
no,
the detail
dude, like
on the robot's actually really good.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Hey, Joseph, welcome to the stream.
Welcome in, Joseph. How are you? Also, guys, do remember as well, if you have any questions for Christy, keep them logged till we get to the end of the interview and we will fire them towards her.
Joseph, never going to let me forget stuff. All right, cool.
I'd forgotten about that.
Nope. Well, glad one of you did. Anywho.
We're not going to get into that again, or I'm going to have an aneurysm.
Thank you.
So let's just...
Thank you. Bad choices. All right, that's all I'm saying. So what made you decide to add the restaurant when you moved?
Yeah, so when we moved the store here, at that point there's a lot of collectible stores here, but nothing just horror related. Well, okay. The same thing with restaurants too. There wasn't just anything just horror related here. Now there's other horror related things like escape rooms and museums and things like that. But so, you know, we had the restaurant and we were like, okay, we need to do something a little different now that we're here in Vegas. We need to add a little something to kind of keep being up here, if you know what I mean. There's a lot of people now, nowadays, opening little stores and things now. And it wasn't like that when I first opened Nightmare Toys. So we were like, okay, we got to do something a little different and got to add something. So we just decided to add the restaurant bar. We meant to open it October 2021, but that didn't happen because of COVID stuff. Literally for like a year we were waiting for a fryer and these like glass garage door type things that open up in the front so we can have sidewalk seating.
Love it.
So we're in the arts district of Las Vegas. So a lot of the little restaurants and bars and breweries that are around us, that everybody opens up their little doors to the outside, to the sidewalk. So everybody kind of does the same thing. It's really cool. So for a year, we're waiting on those. Like literally because of shipping problems. And then we opened October of last year. So, and we've added tons of fun things to the restaurant. We do horror trivia every other Thursday night. And then every other Thursday from that is horror bingo. So like tonight is horror trivia.
What's horror?
But next Thursday.
I must ask, what is horror bingo?
Well, obviously they replace numbers with horror villains.
I haven't done a bingo, so I'm not too sure.
I have different people that host these things, so I don't always go. So I'm not sure exactly how they're doing it, but because we just started the bingo part. We've been doing the trivia for a little while, though. And then we have a 21 and older show on Friday and Saturday nights called The Gasping Whisper. We just started that. It's like a elevated sideshow show with dancing, blood, lots of things going on. So you have to get tickets to that. So that's on Friday and Saturday nights. It's only for 21 and older,
like
though.
A burlesque kind of thing, or
No, but there's just stuff going on that kids don't need to see.
Understood.
And then
do you hear that, kids? You're not allowed to go now. Sorry.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
No. That's not the There's just things that might shock kids. I mean, there's people sticking nails in their face and, you know, stuff like that.
See, I got to go to this thing.
So, and then Sundays is our brunch, haunted brunch show, and that is for everybody. And it's just a little brunch show. It's interactive. And again, it's kind of like a Cirque du Soleil type show in a way. So there's different things going on. They do Stranger Things. They do Wednesday. You got a Ghostbuster going around with mimosas because you get free mimosas with your ticket. You do the little Congo thing from Beetlejuice. I mean, there's a lot of fun stuff going on.
That is cool.
Really, really freaking cool. And right now they changed it up for Christmas. So it's holiday themed now.
Some might say a mimosa buster. I'll let myself out.
Killed by Sky wants to know if the meals are horror themed.
Yes. All food, all drinks are spooky themed, horror themed. Yes, they are.
And Joseph says, my friend loves your restaurant.
Oh, great. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Joseph. Our most popular dish is the Blair Waffle Project. And that would be, you know, chicken and waffles. And you can get your waffles black if you want to. But if you don't want black waffles, we can do regular waffles. And then the syrup is like a nice kind of sweet, spicy red syrup that you pour over everything. Mm. So it's really cool. Everybody seems to like that.
Officially
dish.
Hungry. are the waffles in the shape of the Blair Witch stuff? The effigy?
No, they're just regular.
I suppose you'd be kind of ripping people off for the waffle if you made it into the Blair Witch. I appreciate what they're doing, but I kind of would have liked just a big old waffle.
Right.
if you made up for it by like numbers of the wee little symbol waffles.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, we do all kinds of cool stuff on there. And we're always changing up drinks and items on the menu too. So it's not always the same all the time.
To sell the Blair Witch waffle, you could actually make them all mandatorily eat it while facing into the corner of the restaurant.
True.
We'll put you in the Blair Witch section over here, sir.
Or worse yet, put them into a booth that you shake it up so they're like constantly.
Oh my god.
The almost like give them the found footage appeal.
I don't know if I'd be able to finish a meal on that one.
Yeah
I feel dining and aggressive shaking are probably a bad combination of.
Yeah.
Right. You make it a challenge.
Come out just like wearing your food.
Well, you can go clean it up next time when the challenge gets all over the floor.
He doesn't eat chicken or waffles.
After the he can clean it up. Because you know if you start the shaky shake and you're eating, then your tummy's going to get a little bit of a and then your chicken and waffles aren't going to be
some insects about it anymore.
Okay. So... We know that you guys like have a lot of guests there. for autographs and stuff like that. So, like, who is, like, your favorite guests that have showed up? And do you have any funny stories you could tell us about some of the guests?
Oh, I do have a funny story. Yeah. Everybody's been my favorite. Everybody's been awesome. I guess one person that I kind of like, I had to like go in the back and I teared up just for a minute, 'cause I was just like, I cannot believe this is happening, was Linda Blair. So I had her in the store. That was a little crazy for me, just being a fan. Tony Todd is tons of fun.
I met him.
Love Tony Todd.
Yeah, we met Tony Todd as well. He's an absolute gent.
Isn't he, though?
He's so nice.
Out of nowhere, he decided that there was supposed to be this Q&A going on, and out of nowhere, I basically got tapped on the shoulder and get told, Giz, you're hosting the Q&A. What? When? Now. Okay, then.
He didn't like the vibe of him just being on stage doing a talk. He prefers having the questions kind of fired back and having a bit of a banter. So, yeah, Giz ended up...
And I had been drunkenly talking to him on a bus the night before, so...
The thing that shocked me with Tony Todd was, I knew he was a tall guy, and I had assumed, like, say, the scene, you know, the kind of the Mardi Gras scene from Candyman, where he was, like, towering over everyone in the crowd. I thought there was, you know, there might have been some a bit of Hollywood involved to make him tower over the crowd, but, like, I'm 6 foot on the button, and I looked like a tiny person beside that man. He's gigantic.
He's tall.
He's so tall.
So is Derek Mears. He's tall too.
Yeah. He's a big boy.
But he's like a teddy bear. Like
they're all super nice.
He's like so soft spoken, Derek Mears. He really is. It's awesome.
I suppose it's kind of like you kind of get to get all the crazy out while you're doing your job. You know what I mean? As a, you know, insert horror movie crazy person into random movie here kind of thing. So then you're just like, I'm nice and chill off stage. I'm just relaxed. I like a nice,
you get to vent at work.
Nice cup of tea. We'll listen to a podcast.
And go on set and run after somebody with a chainsaw.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
So you said you had a funny story.
I do have a funny story. It's a little funny with Kane Hodder. So we have a Nightmare Toys van, and it looks like our business cards. Like it's like huge. It says Nightmare Toys huge on it. It has spider webs on it and everything. Like you can't miss it. So we went to go pick Kane up at the hotel, and we were in the Nightmare Toys van, and he's standing right there, you know, right at the thing, you know, at the sidewalk, and we pull up, and he's just standing there, and we're like, hey, Kane, and he doesn't even see the van right in front of him, Nightmare Toys, and he's just in his own little world, and we're honking the horn, and then finally he was like, oh. It was so funny, and he is so hilarious. He got in there, and he was so embarrassed. He's like, it's okay, it's fine, you know, but he's a really funny guy if you really just sit down and talk to Kane Hodder, though. He's hilarious. He should do some comedies.
he's got a lot of, like, I suppose he does do talks about, like, the crazy life that he led. But, yeah, no, Kane Otter's a really nice dude.
Yeah.
Surprise, like, I don't know, you kind of get a misconception about some of these people, you know, because you only see them as a hockey mask wielding psychopath and things like that. And then you just kind of get to see the really nice human behind it.
Especially him, a lot of times he's behind either, like you said, makeup, masks. You don't really see him that much besides like a few, you know, roles here and there.
Presence.
Yeah,
watched his documentary.
It's really good. It's quite heavy in bits. You know,
I can tell you, I have the book. When I first met Kane, I had him sign that. It's even more detailed, the book.
Really?
And it's yeah. Mm. I just want to hug that man. Yeah. And I used to work at a club, and I was like a door girl for a little while. And one night I was reading that book sitting at the door, and then people are coming in, and I'm like, $5, please. And they're like, what are you reading? club, so it's really funny. That I'm sitting there reading Kane Hodder's book at the door and I'm crying. People are trying to come into the church. It was funny, y'all. It was funny. I laughed about it afterwards. Like, oh my God, I'm sitting there crying over this book and people are trying to come in.
Well, I'm definitely jealous of you because you guys had Joe Bob and Darcy in and they're like my favorite. So definitely jealous about that.
Had them twice.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's crazy because it was kind of back to back kind of a thing. Yeah. And sort of. And so we were like, okay, we're not sure how this is gonna go because we had a fantastic turnout the first time because it was for the Jamboree.
Right, right.
And I mean it was just packed in there. And they had, you know, a good line the whole time they were there. So, but they just kind of like called us up and it was just, it was a really random thing. They just called us up and they were coming to Vegas to pick up their little chocolate bars that they made. Now I can't remember what they're called right now. They had these chocolate bars made, they were selling and they couldn't sell them at the Jamboree because it was hot as fuck here and they melted. So whoever was keeping them had was keeping them for them. And so they came back just to pick up these candy bars and they're like, hey, can we, you know, we can come back and do a signing if you want us to. So it was real, you know, real quick, real random. And I tell you what, they packed it out again.
Yeah.
Oh, and I don't know.
They're definitely big personalities. Like,
yeah,
they're also kind of like they're synonymously linked and iconic to horror. But like not in a being in the horror movie way, you know, it's like Joe Bob's like a staple part of any horror nerd's diet, I think.
Oh, I definitely think so. I mean, I grew up with Joe Bob. I mean, if it wasn't for him and Elvira back in the day, there would have been a lot of movies that I wouldn't have been able to watch, or I had, you know, I would maybe wouldn't have known.
Yeah, same here.
Thing, because you know they always showed the old obscure type movies mm-hmm. that weren't playing on TV or HBO, or I couldn't find at my video store. So yeah, I've been watching Joe Bob since 89.
We did a special a few weeks back about horror hosts and stuff like that. And these guys over in Ireland, they didn't get a lot of the local stuff like that. Joe Bob and stuff may have been a little bit because they were more mainstream.
I won't lie to you, even over here, Joe Bob was something that I like retroactively found in later years.
I didn't hear about him until fairly recently. Elvira I would have heard of, but mainly because of the movie first and the fact that she was constantly being referenced in other stuff, you know, other TV shows, Simpsons, you know, fucking being a guest on something here and there. But because those, you know, those hosted things were never over here. For a lot of the time, guys like myself and Johnny, we had to, you know, it was Channel 4 or ITV late at night, BBC, sometimes there'd be certain horror movies that they'd play. Channel 4 would often have, they did an entire run at one point called the Video Nasties. And basically during the 80s and early 90s, there was loads of horror movies that got either chopped up or outright banned in the UK and Ireland. So this would be late 90s, early 2000s. Some of these things, the banning has come undone. So we have, you might get maybe someone talking briefly about them, but he wouldn't be what you'd consider a horror host because there'd only be maybe four or five films that they're doing as part of this season. There was a guy in RTE that would do, you know, kind of hosting movies, but it wasn't... He was more generalized. Maybe he'd do a horror movie once in a blue moon. Maybe he'd do Alien.
I think what Gizzy was saying was he was very Irish. There was like it was just an Irish lad in a tweed suit. Like, I should watch a movie, lads. It'll be great.
No, to be fair, he was one of these Dublin yappos that went on and on. Like he was some kind of film student or something. You know, oh, and the eccentricity of this, but blah, blah, blah. Like, it was informative. But that it didn't have... We didn't
watch
have the same
story,
kind of personality.
Saturday night, we're going to watch a movie. Yeah, there you go, Dublin accent.
But wait, you had a channel that would show Video Nasties.
So it was like there would have been a lot of horror movies in there. There would have been other ones like say Clockwork Orange, things like that. So over during the 80s and stuff, there was a super, super, super harsh censorship on
everything.
Everything. It's warping my kids' minds. They're going to turn into serial killers. Oh my God. And then the government were like, you know what? You're right. They're all going to turn into serial killers. No one's allowed to have good movies. And then the kind of like really extreme stuff or what they had deemed really extreme when it kind of got to the 90s that were kind of like, I won't lie to you, this stuff isn't half as bad as some of the shit that's coming out in the cinemas at the moment. And they were like, it should be fine. And then they'd make a whole night of it. So it would have been.
I think there was also a changing of people in the organization. So I remember there was a big deal at the time.
Peggy Thatcher was gone. Sorry.
That would be part of it, yeah.
But they made like a whole night of it. So say like Clockwork Orange, they would have had like interviews with Stanley Kubrick, and they would have interviewed some of the like actors, and they would have done like a history of how the movie came out and a history of how and why it got censored and or banned so badly. And then they'd play the full on cut version. So that was like a stable horror link for myself and Giz during or teen years anyway.
That would be something that only happened like maybe coming into October or something like that. So, you know, it wasn't a constant thing. There was a channel that specialized in old movies, and they'd have one night a week where, you know, let's say Friday night, they might do some horror movie from the 80s or the 70s. But at that stage, like it wasn't, well, I suppose some of the stuff that they had on, that was the channel that introduced me to trauma movies for the first time.
What's this?
You know,
Bravo.
High.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's where I found those, anime.
So, that and Channel 4, because Channel 4, they were doing anime on a Friday night. So I found Legend of Four Kings and Devilman. Oh, I love Devilman.
They had Devilman on Bravo, and they had Street Fighter animated movie. And I was like, what is this? How do I get more of it? Put it in my brain.
So I was watching an interview that you did. I can't remember how long ago it was, but it seems that you and me have a similar fear. And it has to do with water and deep water.
Yeah, I hate
Tell me about that.
I hate water. I don't know why I don't like water, because when I was a kid, I loved to go swimming and everything, but I don't know what it is. I don't want to get in water now when I'm an adult. Like, I don't, like, if I would go to the ocean, like, I would only just walk in a little bit and that's all I'm doing. Like, if I cannot see my feet, I'm not doing it. I don't know what's in there.
It's because human beings.
Lots of creatures in there that we don't know about.
Exactly. All humans aren't designed to fight in the water.
And then, like, I'm not a great swimmer, though. I mean, even though, you know, when I was a kid, I thought I was, but I'm not a great swimmer. So, like, I have no interest in getting on a cruise and getting stuck with a bunch of people in a small space in the middle of water.
I won't lie to you. I love swimming, and I don't want to be stuck in a cruise with a load of people.
Yeah,
it's more of
the people than it is.
It's where people go to check out some of their soul and just be like, I'm never going to need this again. Mm-hmm. I'm at that stage of life now.
Yeah. I was watching that interview and you were talking. I was like, preach it, because if I can't touch, you won't see me there.
I must ask you guys.
The thing is, I can't.
Does it have anything to do with Jaws?
No, actually.
I think it's because as human beings, we're not designed to fight things in the water, and that gives me a natural thing anyway.
No, mine was when I was a child, I almost drowned, so I said, fuck water. So that's
fair. That's fair.
Nothing to do with Jaws or being able to fight.
You tried to kill me. We're not friends anymore.
Yeah. So did you see my scene then in Valentine Bluff? Because that's probably what I was talking about. Did you see it? That's.
I don't think so.
Have you watched? Okay. So I'm in Valentine Bluff. It's a fan film. It is on YouTube. And
I'm
that's
on it already.
My scene, my death scene. And so what happened was my whole death scene was supposed to be something completely different. But they changed locations of where it was going to be at, and we ended up doing it at like this like bed and breakfast house type thing. And so he decided, Thomas Smith is the writer director, he decided to change up my scene, and so it was going to be a drowning. And I was like,
oh, you lost me. No,
like, okay. You know, and before it was going to be like the pickaxe through my face and all this stuff while I was like making out with somebody. So I was like, oh, cool with that. So I was like, okay, we can do the drowning. I was like, but I don't like water, but yeah, let's do it. You know, I did it and it's in there. And then they added a really cool I don't want to, I won't spoil it for y'all because everybody seems to like it, but there's like a little scene after my drowning. There's something in the bottom of the tub and everybody seems to like that little scene. So, yeah.
It's a My Bloody Valentine fan movie, presumably.
Yeah. Yes, it's called Valentine Bluffs fan film.
I have the trailer running on the screen Valentine there. Like. Not with the audio, obviously. I just have it in the corner.
Killed says, I'm like that too. If I can't see what's in there, not going to swim there.
No. No. You know, when I was a kid, we used to go to this little beach. And I remember one time I freaked out and I really didn't go back in the water too much because I remember something nibbling at my leg and but I couldn't see it. And I was like, yeah, no, out, boom.
It would have been like a cartoon with me. You would have seen like a thing of smoke just, and I would have been gone. I can't move that fast, but I would have tried.
If you were able to move that fast, Buzz, water shouldn't really be a problem.
Yeah.
I was going to
you can just run on water. You're essentially the Flash.
I would like to be the Flash.
Who wouldn't?
Me. Let's see.
I think I'm Sheldon when people say the Flash.
That is.
Yes. Oh, nice.
So, what are some of your favorite horror films?
That's easy. So, I'm a big slasher fan. I love anything slasher. So, my favorite is April Fool's Day.
Great one. That's a good one.
1986.
Does not get enough love. Does not get enough love in my opinion.
I love that movie. And then my second is Slumber Party Massacre. Third, H3. I'm a big H3 fan. And so Chopping Mall, of course.
Halloween
I love
three.
That. That's in my opinion.
I'm assuming it's H3. Huh? H3, Halloween 3.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. H3.
Yeah. I saw Buzz's brain going, H3, oh, no. H3, H3.
It has begun.
This?
Yeah.
You mean this?
Yep, that.
Yeah, one half of the Irish crew and one half of the American crew don't think that Halloween 3 is a really good movie. I won't give you indications as to which half of each crew.
Obviously, I gave it away.
Well, you can try and tell us. You can try and say it to the class as to you think the movie's terrible. You'll find out very quickly which two of us are the ones that are like you.
Character feels like he's being thrown under the bus or something.
Philistines.
Right.
Philistines.
Hey, I am what I am.
I grew to like it. I didn't like it when I was a kid. I grew to like the movie.
Same.
I loved it from day one. I feel like at least yearly I'm having an argument with someone going, there was never supposed to be Michael Myers in every movie. That's not the way the franchise was supposed to go.
I've never said that was my issue with the film.
What's your issue with the film? It's got a wacky plot, right? B, you got a crazy cult witch group
weird,
in there as
I
well.
I like it.
C, technically kind of android people. That's also interesting. I'm also aware of mix between numbers and letters while doing the countdown here as things that are really good about the movie, but we'll keep chugging on. D.
That movie just puts him in a special
It's got
voice.
Tom Atkins doing a Tom Atkins on it where he just meets a woman and 4 minutes later there's a scene of the two of them smoking a cigarette in bed after presumably playing a lot of Monopoly.
Right.
It's a great movie to watch on Halloween. It's a perfect Halloween day Halloween movie. It screams Halloween. It's awesome.
Great villain.
See the mask? See the mask? It's Halloween.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I like the Saw franchise too. I'm big on that.
Have you seen the new one?
Yes.
What did you think? I'm assuming, it's very good. I
loved it. I loved it.
Very
and
good.
Now they're going to do another one, they said.
I was going to say, I just caught that they were getting ready to work on another. They think it's going to be another prequel.
Oh, okay. Okay, interesting.
They said that the article I caught said that they really regret killing that character off.
Killing which character?
With the...
Amanda or John Kramer?
Kramer. Thank you. I completely blanked out on a name. But, you know, they were like, at the time, it was like, blah, blah, blah. Even then, we were kind of like, maybe we shouldn't, but what the hell? And now we're like, fuck, we really should not have done it. Because now it just kind of keeps them in prequel if they want to keep doing stuff like this.
And unfortunately,
and this last film just launched. I mean, everybody fucking loved it. And so they're like, okay, Guess we're gonna have to try to squeeze another one in there.
Maybe see that being
something like before part one or something. I don't know.
I think the last one was pretty much between two and three.
Yeah. Right, maybe.
And that's a problem. Like, you can only squeeze in so many prequels, but I mean, that last one was beautiful.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, did you doing another Orphan? Orphan 3.
Are they? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Orphan. Oh, Orphan. There we go.
I like Orphan movies, but I'm not sure what they're going to do with this.
I'm a bit.
But yeah.
I'm trying to figure out where they're. Well, I suppose she just finds another family and.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, but yeah, they announced that today. There'll be an Orphan 3.
You know, that's based on a true story, kind of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I found that out, I officially shocked. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, it's an actual condition.
Yeah. Oh, no, I knew it was an actual condition, but I was unaware that like it was essentially based on a true story, for lack of a better description.
I liked the first one, but I was very, like, whelmed for the second one. I was like, it was okay. Like, it didn't get me like the first one.
He's a Young Justice fan.
Did he glitch out and say underwhelmed and I didn't hear?
No, he said whelmed. He said whelmed. He's a Young Justice fan.
Oh,
I got it.
Yeah, because
I
wasn't. Yeah.
He wasn't overwhelmed. He wasn't underwhelmed. He was whelmed.
Yeah. Oh my god, my eyes were.
Sorry, my grammar nerd. Just.
I'm the worst person for that.
I'll make it easy. I liked the first one. The only reason I watched it is we were doing a sequel deal of it. And I'm like, I'll watch the first one because I got time. Oh, man, this was good. Sequel. All right. Cool. So I definitely liked the first one.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. Yeah. It hit you.
So,
you're not knowing that that's what she is. And then she has that condition. And it's like, what? And then, like, the whole reveal of her artwork, too, was, a little overwhelming, and her trying to get with the dad.
Yeah, that was
that all overwhelming. It was like, wow, that was all shocker to me, you know. It was great. I love that movie.
Sorry, my brain finally kicked in. I was like, now I remember it.
It's also...
Is there any movies...
I felt like in the second movie, like, they kind of... touched in the first one, kind of like that she's trying to hook up with the dad character to a certain degree, but they really lent into that in the second one, and it was very unnerving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they did explain some stuff of even her artwork and how she started that was with this person, and so I thought it went well, but yeah, it probably wasn't. I agree that it wasn't as shocking as when we first watched the first one, though.
Well, you kind of know what the big hook is, technically, is that
I was gonna say it, like, there the
twist is so
right. There's some films that you like, once you pop the secret, you can't really get bigger on the next one.
That's kind of how I was with the first Saw. Like, the first Saw had such a good twist ending that, like, after that, the rest of the franchise, that's what I was going to say. Like, I kind of stopped watching the Saw films after the third one because I just couldn't get into it. But then when we watched the new one, I was like, this is the closest to how I felt watching the original that I have felt since the original. So... it's definitely once you have that kind of shock set up and it's kind of like, all right, now what do we do? And it doesn't seem to equal what you did the first time around. So,
yeah, you kind of run that risk of, like, wash, rinse, repeat in certain things. Like, there's no way to kind of really get around that.
So Joseph in our chat wants to know if you have met any of the Italian zombie actors.
No, I have not. I wish. No. Mm-mm.
It'd be in Italy, Joseph.
Hey, people tour.
True. I was just doing a Johnny. I couldn't help myself.
Maybe when Nightmare opens up in Italy.
There
you go.
So, I do believe you have some cool toys and things to show us as well.
Let's
get into the Christmassy bit.
Yeah, toy show part.
Christmas items.
Ooh.
So we do have this in stock from NECA. It's the little Christmas box of the Gremlins. Oh, glare. But you even get the bit off head gingerbread man and the teeny teen, and you get two gremlins.
That's the gremlin that sings New York, New York, isn't it? The one with
yeah.
The,
oh, that's they're from the first one, I think.
No, on the right.
No, that's
the one on the right is the it's got the scarf and everything.
Yeah, yeah, I was right. They're no, from the first yeah. one. They're the ones that are singing the carols.
Yeah, they're singing carols.
And he's got the earmuffs and he's got a scarf on. Mm. So we have New York. Yes, let's see, it's $69.99, but we are having a sale on our website this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So this will be 15% off. Ooh. And then we're doing another sale after Christmas, 25th, 26th, and 27th. Same kind of deal. Everything will be 15% off, but we have other products that are like, have their own sale. Like we have some Funko Pops that are $5. We've got Mego figures that are $10. You know, so we have other sales going on. And then we'll have a New Year's Eve 24-hour day sale too. So we got lots of sales coming up the rest of the month. So we have that. That's for Christmas. And then we have these really cool Christmas stockings.
I seize you when you're sleeping. Oh my Lord. That's great.
These are from Spooky Baby and Tiny Terror. So Tiny Terrors is the artist and Spooky Baby makes the stockings. She does a lot of shirts, baby clothing, kids clothing too. And then Tiny Terrors does the artwork for all her stuff. So we have Freddy and I have more characters. I just brought a few. Jason. And here's a ghost face. And then we have Michael, Pennywise, Art, Sam, Jack Skellington. So we have a whole bunch of other ones and they're all a little bit different with the cuff and all that on there. So, and these are $29.99. So these are fun. You can get one, fill it up, give it a present to somebody, or you can buy one for yourself. Or if you just need one for next year, here you go.
I'll be buying it for myself, kids, just to let you know.
And it's like a nice thick material too. It's like a quilt material, so it's not like that cheap.
Yeah, it looks very like you'll have that for years, kind of thing.
Yeah, very. It's good quality. These stockings. So we have a whole bunch of those, and they're all online.
Nice. I might actually grab one.
I don't know if a whole lot of people still know that we carry this, but I brought some of this, and we have different ones. I just brought a couple. So we have tea. We do carry tea. This is a local couple. They're called Get to Steeping. You can follow them on
that's a great name for a tea company.
It is. It really is.
But they're a local couple here in Vegas. Super, super nice couple. And they do teas. And there's tons of tea. I've got Chucky. I've got all the characters. And all the teas, it tells you what is on the back and it tells you what the tea is good for, like what ailments you have. Of course, some are for sleeping, some are for waking up, some might be for pain. So they're all different. The terrifying blend to give you energy to take on Art. So that's what it says on the back of this one. So there's Art and there's Michael and we have tons more. So besides the tea, we also have coffee.
Oh, now we're in Johnny Country.
Yeah. This is the Vincent Price pumpkin spice coffee, and it's from Dead Sled Coffees. I don't know if y'all know who they are or anything, but they're pretty big online. But they have tons of coffee. We have some Kane Hodder coffee and some a whole bunch of other ones too.
Do all of the coffee names match the person that they're based on?
Yeah, this one's just a pumpkin spice one that they came out with, and it just has Vincent Price on it.
Vincent Price, but some of the other spice, ones, you know,
right? But some of the other ones, yes, it's literal. So I just wanted to bring those. So we have tea and coffee. We do carry that in store and online, and the coffee is $20. And the teas are $24.99. And all these will be on sale too for the sales.
Are the coffees strong?
They're all different. And it has, let me see if I can show you. It has a scale on the side to tell you what they are.
Oh, goddamn. That's so pretty high up the scale.
Yeah. So, like, this one is just a medium.
Alrighty.
So I didn't bring anything else. That was all I brought. But we have tons of other stuff. If you look on the website, we have our own line of shirts, too. We have about 12 different designs of our own shirts. Aaron Fulcher does our artwork. He is now doing artwork for Terror Threads as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got all those are online, anywhere from like small to some of them go up to 3X, some go up to 4X. We just put out a H3 shirt. I should have brought that with me. I don't have it with me.
He's taking notes on my closet. Ad curse.
In my closet. But we have our own Nightmare Toys H3 shirt, but it's not H3, it's the masks. Mm-hmm. Can't call it H3 because the licenses are split up at the moment between two people. So we did have to ask Trick or Treat Studios if we could make the shirt because they do own the masks.
Yep.
We had to sign a contract for that shirt and everything. But official. All good. So we do have that shirt. So we have that in Nightmare Toys and have it without the logo too. It's just like the three masks. It's very cool. It has the snakes running through it and it's spiders. It's very detailed. It's a really cool shirt.
I dare say that's you should get it with the logo on it, though. Get the Nightmare Toys logo on it as well, guys. Do yourself a favor. Make it just look a little bit cooler.
In order to kind of give myself and primarily, I think me and Johnny kind of, well, primarily me, maybe, an idea of what you had, Buzz stuck this little tour that you'd done recently into our Discord chat, and I was taking a look, and some caught my eye that was actually in the background. Did I see Toxic Avenger figures on a shelf in there, or was I hallucinating?
God damn
right. No, you're not hallucinating. Yeah, there's Toxic Avenger figures from Super 7.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. And I meant to ask, you were just after, in that tour, you were just after kind of opening up a new section. Did you, is that still getting sorted out, or did you manage to get it all
nope,
fixed
that's
up?
The late toy show. That's the wrong clip.
It is, yeah.
I think that's probably opening up the t-shirt room in the back, and that's been open for some time now, yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, the video that I sent you guys, I think, might have been from like a year or so ago, so it might not have been.
See, this is why I was saying it. See, I figured, but I also figured it would be a handy thing to talk about, too. Because, you know,
that's fine. We're actually
revamping the t-shirt room at the moment. We're starting to paint all the walls black in there now, kind of make it a little dark in the little spooky in the back there. And we're going to make a little seating area in the middle with like gothic furniture and stuff where you can just sit and chill if you want. So we're going to, and we have some animatronics back there you can take pictures with. And then we have some other photo op idea things too back there you can take pictures with. We have a chest burster guy where you can put your head over and take a picture. It looks like the chest burster is coming out from you. So we have lots of little fun stuff. Pinball machine, we've got that going on.
Oh, lovely pinball.
I'm very close. I'm waiting to get my crane machine. I want a crane machine.
Mandatory.
So I'm trying to get that in there. So we're just trying to make other fun things going on in the store as well. Photo op areas, games, chill area to, you know, maybe somebody who could care less about all that stuff is in there and they just want to sit while their friend that loves everything is walking around shopping. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So we're kind of revamping some things right now.
Cool. I can see that being cool. Also, side note, hey, Bill, welcome to the show. Glad you're still alive and awake.
Welcome in, Billiam. Bewick as well, also welcome in.
Oh, hello. Like I said, it was just watching the video. You did, like, the stuff you were showing off was pretty cool. But I was also kind of, like, you were kind of accentuating certain things because it was the video was done at Halloween. But while you were doing that, I was kind of, like, looking at stuff in the background, kind of going, ooh, I wonder what else they have. And it did look like he had a packed house full of stuff. Like some of the masks were fantastic looking. An entire section devoted over to the Funko Pops at the time.
You have some sick murals in there as well.
Yeah, autographs
now too. So what's not in that video? What we do have now is we have a whole autograph wall as well with everything's framed, and you can come in and purchase all that.
You have to get that on a t-shirt. There's a Leatherface mannequin done up like Leatherface, but he's holding like a sign and it just says, work for barbecue, but then someone X'd out the work and has twerk in there instead, and that tickled me for some reason. I don't know why. I think that should be on a t-shirt.
I gotta say, I'm kind of digging through the Nightmare Toys website, and the Nightmare Toys Trick or Treaters Vegas shirt is sick.
Isn't that cool?
So cool.
Yeah, yeah. Aaron did a great job with it, and yeah, I'm super happy with that shirt.
Did you think the store was going to be as big as it is right now?
No,
like not size wise, but like it's popular.
No, we really had no idea. So. Philip, he's not necessarily like a big horror fan. He's the business guy. Mm-hmm. He owns other businesses as well. So he's the business person behind all of it. But I'm the horror fan and the collector and all that fun stuff. Yeah, we did not think it would get this big. I mean, we never even dreamed that we would be in Vegas or anything of that nature. But yeah.
Well, I'll say a lot of that is in credit to you guys, because from what I'm seeing here, you've curated, like, I wouldn't even just call it a store. It's an actual attraction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. It's an attraction where you get to buy loads of cool shit while you're there. But it's not even laid out like it's just a store. It's an experience. There you go. Perfect.
That's what I want to make it. I want everybody to come in and have fun.
Oh my God, DVDs.
I don't want you to come in and be bored. The same thing with the restaurant. You're not just going to come in and just sit down and eat and just sit and eat, you know, like you would at Outback or something.
Do that anywhere.
You
know? Yeah.
We've got 11 TVs, horror movies are playing, you've got the metal and rock music playing, you know, we're not playing fucking country.
Goddamn, you know, right, you're not.
Everything is what you want it to be and can imagine. All my employees love horror movies, so everybody can talk to you about whatever you want to talk about. You know, we're all like-minded people. And even the restaurant too, with the shows, and we've added a whole bunch of new stuff inside the restaurant as far as decor and all that too. Yeah, we've made it an attraction. I mean, when you're Vegas, you gotta
go bigger,
really
go home.
Do it up.
Oh, yeah.
Stand out.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know.
So is that a mandatory part of the, go ahead, Carter.
I was just gonna say, I'm sitting here looking through like the restaurant side, and I'm just picturing people like, oh, I'll take the Buffalo Bill chicken sliders. I'm just loving the names of some of the foods you've come up with.
Isn't that great? They're funny. Some are really funny.
Yeah. Was it Killer Corn from Outer Space?
That's like, fantastic.
I was just rolling on some of these. The Midday Meat Train. Like, it's awesome.
You should get the waitresses to sing the Killer Clown theme tune to people when they hand them over that meal, but change the word to corn. Killer Corn. From out the back, so Killer Corn.
Oh my God, I love that.
I'll write it up for you. I'll email it to you later. It'll be all good.
Okay. Like, you all would put a lot of imagination in this, and it just shows as I'm flipping through your sites and stuff.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
That was when Johnny put the stuff on the screen, there was something else that was clicking in my head, and it was the VHS section, the fact that you still have VHS tapes. I was looking at that just kind of
going, I drooled a little when I saw it.
Yeah, as did. Oh, good. I'm glad I'm not the only bloody one that did it.
That was my idea. That was my idea from the get-go. Philip, so he doesn't like collect and understand that we like physical media. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, this is why I have all these movies. but
I like to touch
when
it.
We did the store, he didn't want to do this media. He's like, no, I'm going to buy that. Yes, they do. So I fought him on that. And I was like, no, we're putting physical media in the store. Just watch. And in Alabama, where like hardly anybody's coming in the store. Okay. That's one reason why we moved to Vegas. There wasn't a lot going on in Alabama. But that was my most popular section. Everybody was buying the movies I had out. And so I just made it bigger once we came to Vegas, and I want it to look like you're kind of going to the video store. That's why I have Christie's Picks of the Week every fucking week, doing all that. And I just want, you know, just kind of make it like you're at the video store. So I've got used movies, new movies, VHS, DVDs, Blu-rays. I can get Vinegar Syndrome and Arrow and Severin and all that. Nice.
That's a nice selection. I'll say, I think one of the big things that, like, the modern generation are never going to be able to understand or appreciate, now that physical media is kind of gone, is DVD special features.
Yeah.
There was so much awesome stuff on DVD special features, and you just don't get that now. You just get a movie and you're just like, there you go.
Right.
Enjoy.
To be fair, I mean, we were kind of spoiled with them because back in the VHS days, you didn't have, well, sometimes you had special features, but usually it's just the movie.
So, some of the documentaries that they used to have as special features, you know, like about how they get into all the special effects and things like that behind the movie. Man, some of that stuff was so good.
Yep.
So good.
Agreed.
But now you have Netflix, kids. It's all right.
I honestly, I think it's the fact that there has been the decline in physical media, that because you are doing it, you know, it automatically someone's like, somebody's still doing it. Yes.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
and I'm always
going to
do it.
Companies have flat out said that they're going to stop printing physical media in some places. Like, we are getting to a spot where it's going to be hard to find these things.
Yeah. Best Buy is like done.
I read that. Yeah. I said that. I think I read that they're after December, they're not ordering any more.
Are you serious?
Media.
Yeah. Are there our Best Buys here in Vegas are already done with movies? They've already remodeled all the Best Buys. They don't even look like a Best Buy did before. They look weird now. And there's no movies at all anymore.
Because those were huge apartments in some of those.
Yeah. When I was younger, I would always used to get like Best Buy gift cards for like Christmas from like my grandparents, and they didn't know what to get me. And I would always, I'd take those and I'd always go down to the horror section and always stream through, because they would always have your like your non-mainstream things, and they would have obviously your mainstream stuff. But like, it's such a shame. But Joseph says that he has around 2,000 VHS tapes and over 10,000 DVDs.
Holy shit. Grief.
I think that was physically.
He's definitely
that's like, ship. That's like it's a store on its own, right?
That's
there.
Awesome.
I'd be like, I don't know where to put all this. I have like 5 DVDs in my room, and I'm already like, I don't know where to fucking put all that.
There is a press behind me, and I think the only thing that's actually the wood is so old. I think the only thing holding it together are the DVDs that are in it. Just some gravitational field is just like, nope, we're sticking together.
Don't bump it.
Times I have to tell people not to fucking even breathe on it hard.
Christy, do you have any cool kind of Christmassy horror stuff coming up over the festive season?
We do at the restaurant. What's the date today? I don't know what the date is today. I think
it's the 14th.
It's this Saturday. We're doing a whole Krampus night. The Saturday at the restaurant. So we'll have somebody dressed up as Krampus. We'll have some special drinks going on, photo ops with Krampus, and no telling what else.
That's what I like to hear.
They did like advertise that on the Nightmare Cafe Instagram. If you'll see a video about it and what's all the whole detail and everything for Krampus Knot. But yeah, that's actually this Saturday.
Awesome. I wish I was in Vegas for this Saturday, because that sounds like an absolute treat.
Same here.
Right?
I'd be all down for a bit of Krampus action coming up to Christmas. Like I derive an inexplicable pleasure from terrible Krampus movies. I don't know why. They just give me a chuckle, and I love them so much. I suppose now would be a good time to say thank you very much for coming on, showing us all the cool Christmas stuff, and having a general horror chat with us. But if you want to hang with us for another minute or two, Buzz, we have a segment that we do at the end of the show here on the Gorecast, where Buzz scours through the internets to find us some of the weirdest and wildest somethings. And then he tells me on the day.
Yes. So today I looked up just funny Christmas mishaps. So a lot of them are more visual than, I mean, there's a little title to it, but
Chris-haps, if you will. I'm on the things for them. Guys, I don't know. I fucking...
Chris-haps. Thank you, Chris-haps. did I send them to you? Yes, I did.
You did. I have them all lined up. It's like I'm queuing you up for the intro that we do for this kind of segment.
That's weird. Yeah,
I know. It's been a while, but it's happening. So we're going to...
I just forgot that I said...
We're going to go shrink. Oh, my Lord, I flipped.
Funny Christmas.
See, this is exactly the reason why I asked, because sometimes you forget.
Shrinky Dinks. Oh, my God. That just made me think of Shrinky Dinks.
What's a Shrinky Dink?
Oh, my gosh. I remember.
He knows.
Blink.
Shrinky Dinks.
Here we go.
Pop in the oven, coolest thing in the world.
Yep.
Right. Now that I have the technical problems out of the way, what is the theme for today?
It's just Christmas mishaps. Christmas mishaps. Funny gifts, funny things that happened that wasn't supposed to happen for Christmas.
Okay.
Oh, that could be bad.
All right. Gift I received wrapped in such a way that it appears as if Linus and Paddy are getting it on in front of Marcy. Oh my lord.
What?
She might not be able to see.
I can't
see.
It's
on our stream.
So it's essentially
the way the wrapping
paper
is.
Yeah, Snoopy wallpaper, but
just
the way it really does look like Lionel and Marcy are about to get freaky with you.
Oh wow.
Hang on a second.
And then the ladies like
the girl on the left whose name I can't remember has her hands over her mouth like this. And yeah.
It's Marcy and Paddy.
Oh wait, give me a sec. No, wait. One of these buttons.
Screen share.
Oh wait, I probably could screen share actually. Skype, you're an amazing beast. Screen share.
When it works.
We don't need
that. Yeah. The last couple of weeks I've been
there
finding
we go. That makes a lot
funny
sense.
Oh, there we go. Oh my god.
You just have to kind of like, I need to rewrap this.
Or depending on who you're giving it to, wrapped it perfectly.
I just saw things that can't
True.
All that's missing is Snoopy in the background, just like
yep. Tongue out.
We left some Christmas decorations out in the driveway last night, which I just remembered when I turned on my car this morning and just about cracked my pants.
That is creepy.
Yeah. Imagine that. Yeah, that's you going out your front door, getting into the car to go to work. Right. You haven't even got your coffee in you yet.
That is really creepy.
We're being invaded. Get him.
Thought you were leaving. Man, I had to change the
hair, babe.
What is that? That's a slide. That is a slide, and they're coming out of a place that I don't know if children should be coming out of Santa Claus.
Not the best thought out plan on that one. All right.
Well, we know where he stores all the presents
now.
Anyway.
Whoa. Is that making a poop shoot?
Oh my god!
Yes.
So they're coming out Santa's poop shoot, literally.
Yeah. Oh my god.
What the hell is that?
That whoever conceived that should be telling me you didn't see this in your brain? Like,
right.
You're telling me that you made this entire thing and it only dawned on you afterwards the kids are running out of Santa's asshole.
His face, too. Like, his face.
Yeah. It's all intentional.
Oh, that was the.
They had to get
that.
That
was the last project right before I got fired.
Whoever they
like,
had making that was literally, I'd say, just like, I fucking hate Christmas the entire time he was making this. Yeah, you like Christmas, you wait till you come out of Santa's poop shoots. Yeah, you like that.
Johnny, did you make that?
No, I didn't.
I just know your hatred for Christmas.
Whoa.
My dad made. Yeah. Need these decorative trees in his workshop for Christmas.
Talk about poop shoot.
Oh no. Why?
They're too pointy. Ouch.
No, they're kind of rounded. You can see it. Besides, that's why the gods invented lube.
Oh no.
We're moving off of that one, kids. When your parents wrap your present last minute, tits.
Nice.
I'd like to think that it was like that was the one present that dad wrapped. Do you know that he's like that dad that doesn't wrap presents normally, but he wrapped that one and was just like
and this was the last year dad wrapped presents,
right?
Exactly. Mom asked me to do it one time and she'll never do it again.
That's probably on purpose.
When you have your kid paint wrapping paper, but it ends up looking like you murdered the UPS guy and stole his packages.
Fucking victory.
That's funny.
Why would you paint the package?
I don't know, but I like it if it comes out like that.
You wouldn't know. That could be like a stressed parent just been like, what is it? You want to paint the wrapping? If you shut the up for 15 minutes, paint whatever the hell you want.
Here.
As long as it's not the fucking wall again.
Oh my god.
Isn't that called arson?
Light up Christmas. Oh, that one.
That's fantastic.
Those are pretty good priced things there. Only $13.44.
Gas cans.
Yeah, there you go. That's the word.
Is there gas in them?
Hey, yeah.
God.
No. You're getting ripped off.
No. He's not here. 13.
If
you're going
to sell you an arson kit, you should at least have the fuel that's supposed to come with it.
Dude, the petrol is never in them. It's always separate. Then you got to mix in. Nope. Stop talking.
Yep. But, yeah, 13 gets you the container.
Brother and his boyfriend, maybe?
Okay.
Yeah,
Merry Christmas to my wonderful brother and boyfriend.
Maybe it's being marketed towards a very specific place.
Carrie?
I don't know. Maybe it's aimed at the Royals or something. I don't know.
Alrighty. That is it on the weird Christmas mishaps. I'm going to go back to that Santa one for a minute. We need to take that in again. That's just...
Such a, like... Somebody had, like, multiple people had to approve of that.
Right.
And like, multiple people had a dark...
Somebody had to, like...
That's in a public street.
Right. Like, there had to be a lot of questions going, like, really?
A lot of questions.
What
there,
we're
was,
doing?
There was at least city council, if not a higher level of government involved in that monstrosity being put. I don't like Christmas, and even I'm like, that's not right.
I can't see somebody going, well, we've already spent the money. No. Just take it away.
Where are your kids at the moment, Brian? Or they're getting shit on by Santa, and then they just...
That is awesome.
Anyway, Christy, thank you so much for coming up in the SSS Scorecast and having a nice chat with us and talking a little bit of Christmas and having a toy show. And I'm going to apologize on air, and I'll probably apologize once we get off air about that Santa Claus thing, because I won't lie to you, that's something I'm not going to be ever able to unsee out of my brain.
No,
I'm not going to apologize. Yeah,
that's in there for life. And I've seen some fucked up shit. That's in there for life, that one.
Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it, y'all. It was fun. That was a fun segment. I like that.
Buzz picked a very good one for having a guest on. They can get real weird real quick with some of those.
I like it.
There was a couple of weeks where we were doing like weirdest Tinder dating profile.
The lads learned a lot about me.
Not people's pictures or anything in it, but just the bio kind
the
of
bio,
thing.
Yeah.
Some people are brutally honest in Tinder bios.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's a noise I've never made before. Yeah.
Okay.
Who do we have to raid?
TJ says, Johnny, missed you. See you next week, guys.
Oh, missed you, dude.
Thanks for watching, TJ. Mwah.
Okay, we'll go slash these things as we're on the horror train tonight. Yet again, thank you so much to Christy for coming on. Nice to be back on the ship. It's been a while. And hope you have a very Merry Christmas, and may it be filled of good bloody...
And a horror-fueled New Year.
That's why you're the word guy, Giz.
Thank you.
Well done. You got the raid call in the chat, guys. So give the girl some subs when we go over, because Lashley's awesome. We'll see you all later. I'm on the wrong page.
Managed to go picture within picture within picture within picture on the Kickstream.
It's kind of trippy, cool.
It's a goreception.
Oh, there you go.
Happy Christmas. Sake.
It's never an accident if you can explain it away.
Before we go, places we want to let know everybody where to find you.
Websites.
I'll try to do it as quick as possible.
You take your time as long as you need.
Nightmare Toys, you can find on all social media. We have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Snapchat, Twitter, our YouTube channel. Please go subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's where you can also find my live show that I do every Wednesday at the store. If you want to hear my opinions about new movies coming out and other things and see new products and what have you, then I do my live show at 2:00 Pacific time on the YouTube. You can also check it out on the Facebook too. And, then you got Nightmare Cafe, all social medias as well, Nightmare Cafe LV. And then myself, everything is under Nightmare Christie. I just have Instagram and X, Twitter, whatever we're calling it nowadays. And then I have my other little, my naughty pages as well. So I have my OnlyFans and Fansly, and I have my own website as well where you can buy or see content on there. I also have a Cameo, so if you want me to tell somebody happy birthday, I can do that. And yeah, I have a Linktree, so just hit the Linktree and it'll take you to all of my stuff.
You read my mind. I was like, do you have one of those things where it puts all the links in the one place that I can just send that thing? Linktree.
Linktree, yeah, I got the Linktree, and that takes you to everything. And yeah, that's about it, I guess.
Okay, let's go. We have the YouTube channel in there. I just need to get a link tree, and then I feel that will cover. Why? Just nothing.
But can you get me the link tree?
Can you get me the link tree? Because for some, my Google's just like, no, I can pull up four things.
Sorry, I can't help it, but your top find.
Paul Smith's sex toy nightmare? Yeah. It's places and sites. Maybe I should be like in shopping.
Twitter.
Oh, wait. No. Yeah. I won't lie to you. That top find kind of just fits in with the fucking last 15 minutes of the show, to be honest.
Why do you think I was laughing so hard?
Where do you want me?
What do you want me to send?
Send it to the Discord, please. Or actually, just put it in the chat for me altogether and make life easy on old Johnny.
Okay. Do that. Just give me a sec.
Appreciate that. I never call it a sec again.
Sometimes abbreviating is not worth the risk.
Bad abbreviation right there, buddy. I won't lie to you.
There you go. Linktree.
Kirstie's stuff is all in our kick chats.
Beautiful. Christy. I'm going to give you 15 seconds to go grab that chat, and then we're going to go over to Slashly. And as I said, don't forget to go follow Christy on everything, and then go give Ashley some subs when you get over, because she's great. And it's Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. And a very happy, horror-filled Christmas to you too, Christy. And we are out. Boom.
Yay.
That was a good show.
That was fun.
Thank you for hanging out with us.
Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. That was fun.
You're my first show back in a while.
I love that. I like the Christmas episode. I love Christmas holidays.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Not likely when he's hanging out with us. Sorry.
Well, I'm going to go cook some dinner now. It's dinner time here. I'm going to go cook.
Yeah, you go get your food. Yet again, thank you so much for coming on. Really appreciate it. Hopefully you get some Irish orders in from it anyway as well. Yet again, have a really good Christmas. Hope you have a good one.
All right, you guys do the same. Happy holidays. Bye. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for coming. Look after yourself. Good luck. Bye.
Very nice lady. Jesus, she's in the fucking unusual for her to be so. She's usually a lot more welcoming when we raid her channel. She's like in the zone with. What's she doing? Valorant. Yeah. Alrighty. I gotta go back to editing. Time. We're going for 48 hours a week. Yeah. It'd be great. Yeah. We'll be all right. We'll be okay. What are you doing? What are you playing next Thursday? There's a game. Ah, shit, fucking Carter and Buzz won't be able to fucking play it. There's a game that everybody. Yeah. Everyone's playing that at the moment. It's only a tenner. I'd buy it as your Christmas present. But we could just do an open lobby because there's a mod for it as well where you can have 40 people lobby as opposed to 4. Lethal Company. It's a... You know those... lot of fun. Stop streaming.